Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
Ever heard of the name Ryan Holiday? No? Hello everyone, Ahalya here on The Synopsis, armed with another engaging summary of a wildly popular book that we can all benefit from. Right now I'm going to be giving you the summary of The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, a very popular self-help book writer who's also known for his other book, Ego is the Enemy. But now, onto The Obstacle is the Way. But to better understand the thoughts in this book, we need to talk about another philosophy, and that is Stoicism. Stoicism is a school of philosophy which believes that the thing that is in your way or is blocking your way is the way. The Stoic way of thinking and living was popularized by Meditations, a collection of writings by Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor from the 2nd century AD. Stoic philosophy claims that there are usually two kinds of responses we can choose when we encounter obstacles in our life. They are either to completely change our path or to give up and surrender to our fate. And yet, some of the greatest people who have ever lived faced obstacles constantly, but they devised ways to overcome them. Using that in his 2014 book, The Obstacle is the Way, Ryan Holiday says whether you're dealing with a difficult boss or lack of employment during a recession or a pandemic, all of us have to take obstacles head on and use them to our advantage to move ahead in our life's journey. So in the next few minutes, we're going to take a look at all of the thoughts in this book. The first being perception, action, and willpower turn obstacles into advantages. Obstacles in our way leave us upset and frustrated, maybe even fearful. But such emotions are counterproductive because they shift our focus from the more important things that one must observe. Like our perception about the obstacle, viewing an obstacle from the right perspective reveals hidden possibilities that we can actually use to our advantage. This sort of approach was important to the success of John D. Rockefeller, the oil baron during the financial crisis of the 1850s. Rockefeller was able to observe how those who panicked behaved and where their actions went wrong. He saw the panic as well as the obstacle and was able to perceive the opportunities they presented. He took action and soon became one of the world's richest men. But don't worry, that's not all that made him rich. Mere perception is not enough. It needs to be followed up with the correct action. And that brings us to the next thought. We perceive obstacles clearly by learning to see objectively. Most people, when faced with a difficult obstacle, start thinking that the world is against them and nothing is going their way. Holiday says that we must choose to think objectively at such a juncture. So ask questions like, what can I do to turn the obstacle into an advantage? A good example is the famous boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was falsely imprisoned on murder charges in the 1960s. That case was featured in the amazing 1999 movie, The Hurricane, starring Denzel Washington. As Carter entered prison to serve a life sentence, he resolved to make the best of his situation. He used his time to study history, philosophy, and law. 19 years later, his case was overturned and he was released, a free man who had used his misfortune to sharpen his mind and intellect. And that's all easier said than done, though. How does one learn to view anything objectively, really? Well, by detaching from our highly personal and subjective view of any situation. Imagine that you're advising a friend about overcoming an obstacle. What would you ask them to do? Use that solution for yourself. The Stoics of ancient Greece would imagine how a wise man would react to an obstacle, thus exploring hidden sources of wisdom that they may have missed earlier. And the reason we tend to make such errors in judgment is because of uncontrolled emotions. Uncontrolled emotions cause mistakes in judgment and perception. They make it harder for us to deal with obstacles because they prevent us from viewing situations objectively. So learn to steady your nerves. Holiday recounts a story about Ulysses Grant, a famous American Civil War general who nearly lost his life while being photographed. There wasn't enough light when this was being done, so the photographer asked his assistant to open the skylight, but the assistant accidentally broke the window, sending large pieces of glass near Grant. If the general had panicked, he might have been seriously injured, but he sat calmly in the chair and controlled his nerves, thereby preventing a fearful response that could have ended in disaster. But then the question question arises, how does one gain control over emotions? And also surely something that is a lifelong practice. Well, the answer, Holiday suggests, is by preparing ourselves for whatever can go wrong in any situation. This allows us to remain calm no matter how much external events fluctuate. Holiday also suggests that an open mind helps us view an obstacle's hidden advantages. See, obstacles can seem intimidating when viewed in isolation, but by altering our perspective, we can see them within a larger context, and the obstacles then will seem relatively small. George Clooney, the big Hollywood star, is a great example of such thinking. When he first came to Hollywood, he struggled to find a role, even becoming angry with directors, producers, and casting agents, and blaming them for his struggle. But he soon changed his perspective by realizing that the obstacle in his way was actually the producer's obstacle, finding the right actor for a role. He then approached auditions as the perfect fit for the role he auditioned for and helped solve their problem. And that's how he was able to transform his obstacle into a stepping stone for his massive success that would follow. Now, to make all of these things a reality, you need consistent action and discipline, because those two things are extremely effective. Once we change our perspective, it's crucial that we follow through with effective action. This calls for discipline to act and the continuation of action till the obstacle is overcome. Demosthenes, the greatest orator of ancient Athens, showed us that discipline wins in the end. After being cheated out of his inheritance by his guardians, Demosthenes was a sick and frail man with a speech impediment, but he didn't give up easily. He taught himself law so that he could argue his own case in court. He even improved his speech, practicing orating with a mouthful of pebbles. He not only won his case against his guardians, but he also became one of the most famous orators in history. Talk about rags to riches, huh? Next, focusing on each moment and the overall process helps us achieve our goals. Imagine that you're part of a long-term project, and no matter how consistent your action, the obstacles just keep coming. What should one do in such a scenario? Holiday says, instead of thinking about the end goal, we must focus on each moment and the larger picture. This helps us deal with the task at hand and increases our chances of long-term success. The Walt Disney Company was formed 11 months prior to the market crash of 1929, and the IT company HP was formed during the Great Depression in 1935. These companies succeeded because they focused on day-to-day activities instead of the problems around them. Now, here is an interesting thought. We can learn how to turn obstacles against themselves by identifying their weakness. Holiday claims that usually the biggest obstacles hide the biggest weaknesses, making them very vulnerable to defeat with persistent action. Mahatma Gandhi's civil disobedience movement, called Satyagraha, and the Salt March show how great power can be turned on itself. Knowing that fighting the British through armed conflict would be futile, he decided to use nonviolence and symbolic acts to fight them another way. His salt march resulted in hundreds of thousands of Indians marching to the ocean to collect salt to oppose the British law of unregulated salt collection. And because of its non-violent nature, the British couldn't use their military might to quell this show of power by the Indians. Another way to exploit an obstacle's weakness is to use its strengths against it. Alexander the Great tamed his wild horse, Bucephalus, by making it run in a straight line until it became so exhausted that it couldn't resist anymore, relinquishing control to his master, who mounted and steered him then on. And the last thought. Your willpower enables you to accept what you cannot change and change what you can. Unless we believe in ourselves and apply our willpower to our actions, we cannot turn obstacles into advantages. The Stoics of ancient Greece and Rome, Epictetus, Seneca, and Emperor Marcus Aurelius, always asked themselves what was in their control and what was not. They knew that they could not control external factors such as natural events, other people's actions, death. But internal factors such as emotions, judgments, attitudes, responses, and decisions all could be changed according to any given situation or obstacle. A disciplined will allows you to push yourself to your limits. What can I say? Go take those obstacles head on. And that is On The Obstacle Is The Way by Ryan Holiday on The Synopsis with me, Ahalya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.